get going. All right, we're going to call to order the Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District Number 1 to order. Today is April 25th. It's 9:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. Start with the board. Scott, your chair, or excuse me, Adam, your chair. Do you want to start?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Just give us your name, Adam.
Adam Loser, chair.
Jonathan Thornley, I'm a board member.
And Scott Bishop, I'm here as well.
David Hutchison, with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, perfect. So our only action item are the first quarter financials. So I'm going to stop sharing and let David take over.
All right. Thanks, Michael. So starting in the balance sheet for Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District Number 1, as of March 31st, 2025, in the general fund, we have a developer advance receivable of $11,713 to cover accounts payable of $11,713. In the debt service fund, in the bond fund 2024A, there's $788,780. In the reserve fund 2024A is $573,704. In the capital projects fund, project fund 2024A is $39,281. And in the project fund 2024B is $3,080. Moving on to the general fund, statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have expenditures of $2,708 in accounting, legal of $5,505. And other financing sources, developer advance of the $8,213. In the debt service fund, we have interest income of $14,010 and expenditures of bond interest in the Series 2024A payment of $142,791. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $1,362,483. And in the capital projects fund, we have interest income of $494 and a capital outlay expense of $16,640. That gives us an ending fund balance of $42,362. That open it up to any questions you guys have or anything you'd like me to drill down into or any comments.
I don't have any questions.
I have none.
Okay, turn it back to you, Michael.
Hey, thanks, David. All right, what we need then, board, is a motion to approve the minutes as given to us.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the financial statements as presented to us.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Only thing I have is it's time for that quarterly report. So Scott, I'll send it to you for any updates for the last quarter and then just review it and get it back to me. I'll update all the fund balances and everything else. So if you can just look at that first section, I would appreciate it. So
sounds good. I'm happy to
okay.
do it.
All right. Okay. Anything else, guys? Anything you have for us?
Nope, I don't have anything.
No,
no, right. just maybe something to keep on our radar. PID number 2, we probably need to start working on this, our second PID, getting that thing ready to roll.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone else? Or, I mean, I can talk to Matt, obviously.
No, I'll shoot over to Matt, our plats and our timing, and kind of get things rolling. But I just want to let this group know that we're or our phase 3 is actually in PID number 2. So we're working on developing that right now. So we need to probably start working on getting that one done.
Okay, perfect. I'll let him know and yeah, shoot over all of that stuff to him. So
sounds good.
Okay, get a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Great, thanks, Scott.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Jonathan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, thanks, guys. See you later.
Okay,
Thank
thank
you.
you. Bye-bye.